Boris, thanks very much for joining us. Obviously, we've just had the signing. Just tell us a little bit about the building and I suppose what that's adding to Val d'Europe.
So this is a very iconic design for us. It looks like an old factory building, but it's actually brand new. And it looks like a conversion, but it's built from the ground up. Actually, construction hasn't started yet. It will be an iconic addition to Val d'Europe. It will really stand out compared to other buildings, even though, as you know, we have a lot of consistent architecture in the area. But this will be a lighthouse project for the area.
And I suppose in terms of the current kind of leasing opportunities, those kinds of things, how have you seen 2023?
In the current economic environment, it's actually not that easy. But this project has already off to a great start. We actually just learned that they have first interest in tenants, even though the building, the construction hasn't even started yet. So we're actually very optimistic. Obviously, the current economic environment makes it a little bit harder for investors. So we have to be a little more careful in what we ask and how we position it. But I think we're still on a great trajectory. And we'll manage this current crisis. We get out of it very quickly. And we already see signs of recovery in the real estate space.
And in terms of that letting side, have you continued to see a growth in terms of the companies coming to Val d'Europe?
Yes. So last year alone, we added another 900 companies, small and big businesses, but we're now at over 7,300 companies having their business in Val d'Europe.
Really interesting to get, I guess, that take on what's happening and an update on the project. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you. Great meeting you. Thank you.